Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful Show Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Well, I'm sure at this time of the year when many Irish people get together, no matter what part of the world they're in, there's always a bit of a party and a bit of a sing-along. So just by way of a warm-up, here we'll call upon the Killarney Singers to lead us in some community singing. So come on, you know some of these, sing along with them.
Thank you.
Well, that's got the party off to a good start. I was belting away there, singing my head off. It's a good job you didn't hear me. When Irish eyes are smiling amongst others there from the Killarney Singers. Our first Daniel O'Donnell track on this week's programme, and I say first because if we get the chance we might sneak a second one in, but here he's remembering an old Christmas card.
It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year, but every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. Just the memory of an old Christmas card.
Merry Christmas!
And a Merry Christmas to you, young Daniel. Daniel O'Donnell was the greatest icon in the Irish entertainment scene, certainly for the past 25 years or so. His version there of an old Christmas card. Did Jim Reeves do the original of that one? Not sure about that. Now, all the tracks on this week's Sounds Irish programme won't be Christmas tracks. There'll be the odd one or two that'll be, well, just our usual Irish tracks. This one, for instance, is a track sung for us here by Emmett Cahill. Now, we've been playing Emmett for the last couple of months on the programme, and we've also played various versions of this next song. We've had the Furies, of course, which had the big hit with it, and I think we played Val Doonigan's version a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen to how Emmett Cahill sings When You Were Sweet 16.
I saw the love light in your eyes. I dreamt the world held naught but joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dreamed. I love you. as I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. Last night I dreamt I held your hand in mine, and once again you were my happy bride. I kissed you as I did in auld lang syne, as to the church we wandered side by side. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green, come to me or my dream of love is o'er. I love you as I loved you.
I liked that. Emmett Cahill and When You Were Sweet 16. The backing was nice as well. Now, come on, we must admit it. At this time of the year, we all eat too much and we put on weight. And the new year comes around and we make New Year's resolutions to lose the weight that we've just stuffed into ourselves over the past 2 weeks. I'm playing this next track for all those people who have such ideas about getting rid of the weight. The Cork Weavers are going to sing for us the jogging song.
There's a mad craze around they call jogging. It's neither a run nor a trot. And there's people in tracksuits all over the place trying to get rid of their pot. There's bunnies galore with big bellies from sitting round idle all day, and they think that a jog in the evening will run all their fat flesh away. So here's to the men with big bellies, and here's to the girls with spare tires, and here's to the people who spend their whole lives giving in to their deadly desires. The cause of this craze is inflation of bellies with big pints of stout, with sugar and spice and everything nice. Instead of growing up, they're growing out. Until the day comes when they're desperate to try and stop stuffing their face. So they go to the sports shop and buy all the gear, and off down the road they do race. So here's to the men with big bellies, and here's to the girls with spare tires, and here's to the people who spend their whole lives giving in to their deadly desires. Well, the women, they jog for their figures, and the men, they just jog to stay fit. But I spend my time in the public house, exercising and sharpening my wit. Sometimes on a fine summer's evening, I watch them out fighting the flap. To see those girls wobble all over the place, it's all I can do not to grab. So here's to the men with big bellies, and here's to the girls with spare tires, and here's to the people who spend their whole lives giving in to their deadly desires. Now a neighbour of mine started jogging, I saw him out through the pub door, and the last time he ran, this gal and fat man, was the year 1904. And I read off his death in the papers while eating my breakfast in bed. So I made up my mind I never would jog, for it's better being fat than being dead. So here's to the men with big bellies, and here's to the girls with spare tires, and here's to the people who spend their whole lives giving in to their deadly desires. So here's to the men with big bellies, and here's to the girls with spare tires, and here's to the people who spend their whole lives giving in to their deadly desires.
Here's to the men with big bellies. It's better to be fat than be dead. The Cork Weavers there. Is there a lesson to be learned, I ask? And now, a seasonal song again. And this track was sent to me the other day by a friend. It's the New Irish Choir and Orchestra and their version of the Joy to the World carol. Everything going on this track. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Brilliant, that was. Fantastic. The new Irish choir and orchestra, and joy to the world. You couldn't help be joyful after listening to that, could you? Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that this next song is one of Joe's favourite Irish songs. It's from the poet William Butler Yeats. It's Maura O'Connell's interpretation of Down by the Sally Gardens. And every time I play it, I explain to you, man, we're getting new listeners all the time, so I hope the regular listeners will bear with me for a moment. Sally is the Irish word for willow, down by the willows. Listen to Maura O'Connell as she sings a lovely version of this, Down by the Sally Gardens.
Down by the Sally
I love the lilt in that girl's voice. Maura O'Connell, beautiful rendering of Down by the Sally Gardens. And now for another favourite singer of mine. A little bit of self-indulgence on this week's programme, I'm thinking. This is Mick Galvin, and he's singing a song that, well, it tells a story. Like most Irish songs tell a story, you have to listen to the lyrics. Mick Galvin and In an Irish Country Home.
In an Irish country home, One evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to love," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied, "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. How much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." We were married, she and I, and in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. Till one bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweet blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago. In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell, "Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart, for your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother was the only one I loved."
Mick Galvin, another of my favourite Irish singers, and a song that to me feels it sort of has a sort of Victorian flavour about it, there in an Irish country home. Now, this next track does need a little bit of explanation, so I'll do that for you. First of all, it's sung by the brother and sister duo, Dolores Keane and her brother Sean. They both, well, come from traditional Irish backgrounds. Their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles were all traditional musicians and singers. They're singing a song called "Like Christmas the First Time Around." It's telling the story of how Belfast and Northern Ireland particularly were filled with trouble and strife and violence and what have you. And then the peace treaty was signed and it all became peaceful. Try to understand this if you possibly can. It's Dolores Keane and her brother Sean and "Like the Christmas First Time Around."
Oh, Your childhood, it was stolen by sad and troubled times. Belfast was crying for some star to shine. It wasn't much like Christmas when peace was nowhere near, but now a star is shining and hope is in the air. Like the first time it's Christmas time, I feel it in the breeze. All over Ireland they're singing for peace. Like the first time it's Christmas time, standing by your side, singing with the children, silent night.
I know your darling Mary, she never will return, and the young lads in the show band no longer sing their song. But all the ones so near and dear who fill you with delight will gently join our chorus and sing with us tonight.
Like the first time it's Christmas time, I feel it in the breeze. All over Ireland they're singing for peace. Like the first time it's Christmas time, standing by your side, singing with the children, silent night. I hear the small birds singing in the bushes of Tyrone. The piper in the derriere no longer plays alone. So sing it from the mountainside that sweeps down to the sea. All I want for Christmas is a land of love and peace. Like the first time it's Christmas time, I feel it in the breeze. All over Ireland they're singing for peace. Like the first time it's Christmas time, standing by your side, singing with the children, silent night. Like the first time it's Christmas time, I feel it in the breeze. All over Ireland they're singing for peace. Like the first time it's Christmas time, standing by your side, singing with the children, silent night.
I think those are very powerful lyrics there. Sean and Dolores Keane, and Like the First Time It's Christmas Time. Now that all the troubles are behind us and we can celebrate Christmas together. Now we paint a picture of a young Irishman sitting over there in his bedsit in London, thinking of everything back home in Ireland. Listen to Sean Cuddy's version.
While sitting in my bedsit room in London, some thoughts of my mother came to view. 'Twas what she said the morning I was leaving to travel far across the deep blue sea. She said, "Come back, Paddy, soon place I want to be. It's 20 years ago now since that morning. I only wish my mother I could see, but she is gone and I'm still here in London. And old Ireland again I'll never see. She said, come back, Paddy, soon again to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener. And old Ireland's the place I want to be. My dear old mother's passed away, but I was young and far off fields they did look greener. And old Ireland again I'll never stray. She said, come back, Paddy, soon to Ireland. Come back, Paddy, soon again to me. For I know that far off fields they do look greener. And old Ireland's the place I want to be. For I know that far off fields they do look greener. And old Ireland's the place I want to be.